the podcast bass player that makes every other podcast think to themselves, fuck, do we need a bass player? And the answer is yes. But can you ever top Fish B despite your seemingly infinite resources? No. No, you can't. That's my guy right there. That's my guy. He's like the John Candy as Uncle Buck of podcast bass players. He's the Da Vinci of podcast bass players. And he's chicken scratch on the keytar. Gladys, by the window, if you're curious. I'm not sure if she's asleep or awake, but we had a good game of fishing pole this morning, and she's pretty well tuckered after breakfast. We didn't talk any politics yesterday, and that's fine. Honestly, I'm a little depressed about the state of American politics. I'm part of like the 70% that doesn't want this. And by this, I mean Biden, Trump, yet here we are. CNN this week, they were promoting something called Super Tuesday 2. We didn't even have a Super Tuesday 1. Most boring primary season. With essentially two incumbents. But congratulations to Trump and Biden. They've done it. And by done it, I mean secure the status as, you know, likely nominee. What's that strange adjective? Presumptive. Yes, the presumptive nominee. Thank you, Fishboy. But there's another story that's crazy to me. This Congressman Ken Buck, he's from Colorado. I think he's been there 8-10 years. He does a lot of interviews on a lot of networks. He's very articulate. He's very smart. He's very conservative. He's very Republican. I believe he's a member of the Freedom Caucus. I believe he's a member of the Hateful Eight that got rid of Kevin McCarthy. But when it comes to Congress people, even though he's a Republican, I think he's one of the good ones. I think he's one of the good people that actually went to Congress to try to do a good job. That are there for their constituents and then they're there for the country. Ken Buck had already announced, because he basically looks around at Congress and looks around at Washington, D.C. and looks around at American politics. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Which is a legitimate, likely correct conclusion, or at least the right question. What the fuck are we doing, America? But Ken Buck already announced months ago that he wasn't going to run for re-election. He was retiring from the House. And then this week, Ken Buck, the two-syllable maestro of something, announces that it's so bad in Congress, that things are so upside down, haywire, who knows what the fuck is going on. He can't take it anymore. And despite the Republicans having the slimmest majority possible, Ken Buck's like, fuck you guys. Taking my ball. And I'm going back home to South Park, Colorado. To hang out with Cartman. Maybe Lauren Boebert should run for his seat. And while I'm not perplexed by the decision of Ken Buck to call this thing a wrap, let the bartender know you're looking for your tab. I know we've said CIA director. Seems like it might be the most interesting, intriguing, stressful, hard, difficult, but imagine having access to the treasure troves of just all of it. Like, that to me would be the greatest job ever. But being a member of Congress? Having a staff and affecting people? There's so much good about it. And dare I say the good ones, there's something even noble about it, the notion of public service. And when people like Ken Buck, it's like, no, this isn't one of the best jobs in the world anymore. Being a member of the House of Representatives has become one of the worst jobs in the world. When he came to Congress, it was the honor of a lifetime. And now things are so bad that Ken Buck is quitting early. Has no interest, has no patience, has no desire. I believe today is his last day. If you're flying from Dulles to Denver, I'm going to guess Delta. You might have an interesting seatmate. Oh, another story. That's just fantastic. Before we get to fish-based questions. Just fantastic. The RFK Jr. Veepstakes shortlist. Will it be former Minnesota governor Jesse the Body Ventura? Or will it be New York Jets quarterback coming off an ACL? Or Achilles? Will it be Aaron Rodgers, who, when the RFK Jr. camp floated the name of Aaron Rodgers, according to Pat McAfee, Aaron Rodgers' podcast husband, that he was in Costa Rica on an ayahuasca retreat, as most potential vice presidents are. Fishby? I'm serious. I think other podcasts like listen to this and they're like, fuck. Like, fuck. And then I think they soak it in and they're like, wow. Right? Those are the two responses. Fuck. Wow. Okay. Fishbee's questions, excuse me. Bunga Bunga, Backroom Betty, the Glory Hole King. It's me, Fishboo. And have you heard the rumors you've been dead for 8 years? And big plans this weekend, cowboy? And brilliant question. Today's category, koala bears. I hope the question isn't. Is a koala bear really a bear? Because I'm not sure. For some reason, I think they might not be. Are they marsupials? As we've learned that I'm not a marine biologist, although it's a fascinating thing to see. I'm also not a land biologist, which is the inverse. Filthy as fuck, but the inverse. Questions first. Have I heard the rumors I've been dead for 8 years? No. I don't hear any of the rumors. I've cut myself off. Where would I hear the rumors? Just when my head starts talking to me? Although, and I swear to Christ on this one, if like 5 minutes from now, if like God floated into my apartment and he was like, no, you're right. You did die 8 years ago and everything is just a post-apocalyptic, it's just, we were just having some fun with you, as gods do. I wouldn't be stunned by it, you know. Not sure I'd be surprised if they're like, yeah, no, it's true. I had a really serious health condition, like, 8 years ago. And I was hospitalized very quickly and in the ICU. Well, I had a really bad pneumonia infection that spread to my heart. I have reason to believe that I never left that hospital. Don't worry, we're going to talk about koala bears in a second. Everything will be fine. What's the next question? Big plans this weekend, cowboy. Well, since I'm scared of outside, it's Selection Sunday, but it's more than that on Sunday. It's St. Patrick's Day, the luckiest day of the year. And while I've never been to a St. Patrick's Day in New York City, which looks great, the two best St. Patties anything I've ever been to, and before you die, if you have the means, please, the St. Patty's Day Parade in Boston. It's kind of a given, but even better, Newport, Rhode Island. That's the one you want to go to. Newport, Rhode Island is the St. Patty's Parade you want to go to. And yeah, Selection Sunday, March Madness. Let's do the question. Because who doesn't want to talk about koala bears? Today's question is, who cast the longest shadow? Danny DeVito? Not a koala. Kevin Hart? Also, not a koala. But here we go. Or a koala bear standing on a walking panda bear. On all fours, Fishby? On all, you know, okay. The panda's on all fours? So, who cast the longest shadow? Danny DeVito, Kevin Hart, or a koala bear standing on a walking panda bear? I'm going to go with the koala and the panda. Final answer, Reege. Danny DeVito. 4'10", nothing wrong with that. Kevin Hart, 5'2", nothing wrong with that. But a walking panda, according to Fishby and the internet, about 3 feet. Then the average koala is like 2'5". And while I don't do numbers, that seems like 5'5" if you were to stack them. That means I win. That means I'm right. Woo! Yow! I don't get many of these right, so when I do, I like to celebrate, you know? Just get back to basics and celebrate the brilliance of recognizing that, you know, the category is koala bears. I'm going to go out on a limb like a koala. You ever seen a koala fight a sloth? Me neither. We only have 15 minutes, up by noon at the latest every single weekday, except for last week because the wheels fell off. May we all be extra patient today. Maybe we do numbers tomorrow. Say adios, Fishbeak.